keep hearing somebody go, I feel great.
Hey everyone, it's Richard. I bet you thought I was gonna skip doing a bonersode this week, but this is number 82 for February 21st, 2021, and we can thank Cassie J for motivating me to get back in the studio by giving me a good chew to the nuts. The other day, I Regret Jumping sent me a couple pics of his grandma. I'm not really sure why. He just has this habit of sending me unsolicited photographs with no context. But in the first, Grandma Jumping is aiming a pistol, and in the other, she's using an asthma inhaler. And I thought to myself, what if those objects were reversed, where the gun was in her mouth, and she was pointing the inhaler like a weapon? The first part is the kind of dark thought I'm sure you don't want to hear me expand upon, but pointing an asthma inhaler like a weapon was the inspiration for the first call you're about to hear. So grab a nice beverage, make sure your Raycon earbuds are snugly in place, and let's listen.
Hello?
Hello, Andrew?
Yes?
Hey, Andrew, it's Bobson with the Property Owners Association.
Yeah?
Hey, I was just wondering if you could please stop pointing your inhaler at people. We've just had a few complaints here in the neighborhood lately.
The what?
Your inhaler, your asthma inhaler. People have been saying that you've been pointing it at people like it's a weapon.
No. Where did you get that from?
Oh, boy, we've had several people complain in the last few weeks. Yeah, it's just...
About what?
About you pointing your inhaler at people.
I was pointing inhaler?
Yeah, I mean...
I don't even walk.
I'm sure you're just joking around or whatever. It's just your sense of humor, but it's kind of freaking people out, you know?
Well, wait a minute. You got the wrong man when you're talking to somebody who's doing it. That's not I.
Oh, no. They said it was you. I mean, they described you and everything. They said it was you over there on the weird thing is they said you've been keeping the inhaler in a holster. Like, that's just kind of strange.
Look, you got the wrong person.
This is Andrew, right?
Yes.
Yeah, no, you're the one that has been walking around pointing your inhaler at people.
Look, I know what I'm doing. I don't walk around. I can't walk.
Sir, we know it's you. Like, you don't have to be embarrassed. We're not mad or anything. It's just...
I'm not embarrassed, but you I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I mean, you
ought to find the person who's doing it. It's not me.
Well, it's definitely you. I mean, we had...
Well, okay, you definitely tell me one person who said it was I.
Well, Mr. Biggs, he was the first one to call and complain about it.
Mr. Who?
Mr. Biggs. He said that you were pointing your inhaler and you were going pew, 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 like you were making little shooting laser sounds.
Well, look, I don't know what you're talking about. Really, I don't know. I can swear to God, I'm not walking. I can't walk. I can't drive. Okay.
Which God?
Huh?
And then just other people like Carol, she said that you were...
Carol who?
Gersberms. She said that you were taking a stick, like a tree branch or something.
Yeah.
And you were brandishing it like a sword.
Yeah.
And you were just kind of waving it around all willy-nilly.
I'll tell you.
And she said that you were challenging her to a duel.
Oh, come on. That's what... You know,
like, it's okay. Like, if you're playing around, that's fine. Like,
I'm not playing around. I didn't do anything like that. Do you understand?
Well, I understand what you're saying, but I tend to believe the consensus when there's half a dozen people saying that you're pointing your inhaler.
Could you take one of those people and come and tell me that to my face?
Oh no, we got a social distance.
What? Yeah. Well, you can stand 10 feet away.
Yeah, well, I'd rather just do it over the phone. I mean, we don't have to make this into a federal case or anything.
Okay, let me ask you. And who are you?
This is Bobson.
Who?
Bobson.
And people talk to you about me doing something?
Well, yeah, because I'm the go-to.
Look, I don't know if you're wrong.
Listen, Andrew, you
100%
need to...
wrong, or whoever is talking to you, okay?
Andrew.
Bye. Hello?
Andrew,
yes?
You need to just act your age. Just Just grow up.
Pardon me?
You need to act your age. Just grow
up. At my age?
Just grow up and quit, you know, pretending things are weapons.
Look, you're an asshole. That's all I can say.
Why
I don't know who you're talking to, but you don't know what you're talking about.
Oh,
okay?
You have.
And if you don't stop, I'll call the police.
Oh, it's not
okay?
A police matter. We're not that mad at you. We're not going to call the police on you. It's just...
Hello?
Hello, Steven?
Yes.
Hey, Steven. It's Bobson with the Property Owners Association.
Hey.
Hey, I needed to give you a heads up. Tomorrow, we're going to be sending a guy over, and he's going to be attaching balloons to your roof.
To the roof?
Yeah, to your rooftop. He's going to be attaching about 700 balloons up there.
Who is this, really?
It's Bobson with the Property Owners Association. Joe just wanted me to let you know, because, he's going to be there at about 10 o'clock to start attaching those.
Why are we doing this?
It's just, you know, several of us here in the neighborhood are selling our homes, and tomorrow there's going to be kind of an open house kind of thing, and so we're just kind of trying to make it look a little more festive and inviting around here. So yeah, there's just going to be a bunch of balloons everywhere, and a whole bunch of them are going on your roof.
No, I don't think so.
What do you mean?
I mean, no, you're not putting balloons on my roof.
Oh no, it's just temporary. I mean, they're only going to be up there a few days or so.
The property ocean.
Maybe a week.
Property Owners Association.
Oh, is that?
Who else is doing this?
Is that Linda in the background there?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell her to pipe down. Be a good woman and let the men speak.
Who is this really?
It's Bobson Dugnut. I'm just calling to let you know about the balloons.
Yeah, well, okay, you're not putting balloons, you're not coming on my property.
Well, no, I won't be doing it. We hired a guy to...
Nobody's coming on my property.
It's not an optional thing. It's
I think it is.
Oh, no.
It's private property.
Oh, no. Private property isn't really a thing anymore. We did away with...
Well, I'm done with this conversation.
Hey.
Step on my property, you get arrested, okay?
Oh, it's not a police matter. Don't be such a tight...
Oh, it will be.
Don't be
you're
so...
You're not coming on my property.
What do you have against balloons? Why are you being like that?
Because you're not going on my roof.
You're just a party pooper.
Hello.
Hello, Earl.
No.
Bradley?
Yeah.
Hey, Bradley, it's Bobson with the Property Owners Association.
To which property?
Well, you're over there at 34, right?
No, here's the deal. I sent an email to, I forget who it was.
Oh, here we go.
Noting that I had sold that home back in December of 2016.
Oh, well, how come you're still on here as listed as the resident?
Well, I asked the gentleman, I said, I lived on Lake for the first 19 years of my life. My folks lived in that house since 1955 and had it built. But I did like to stay on the Lake email list just to see what's going on over there. We still had a lot of acquaintances over there.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, I've gotten your newsletters and most recently about the board meeting and this and that. And I enjoy reading it, but I was always kind of concerned that my dad and I, my name were never taken off on the, and the fellow that bought the house is a single gentleman.
Yeah.
His name is Thomas.
What's his number? Do you have his number?
No, I don't.
Crap.
But he lives at that address, 344. And I don't know, maybe he's wondering why nobody from the community has contacted him, but
yeah, we never
I
heard
know
of
next.
Him.
Go ahead.
We never heard of him. Sounds made up.
His name is Thomas. Would you like me to bring over the paperwork for him from the deed of the closing? Come on, man. I'm trying to give you some information.
You sound like Joe Biden. No, that sounds like a made-up name. You know, it sounds like a...
Well, you know what? Why don't you get off your dead ass and go over there and knock on his front door and introduce yourself?
My dead ass?
Have a nice day.
Why are you calling me a dead ass?
Hello?
Hello, Anita?
Yes.
Hey, Anita, it's Bobson with the Property Owners Association.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I need to let you know, tomorrow afternoon, we're going to be sending a guy over to your house, and he's going to be attaching some balloons to your rooftop.
Yeah, why?
Well, just we've noticed lately that your house is just kind of looking a little worse for wear and everything, and you know, several of us are.
Excuse me.
Your house.
We aren't even home right now.
Well, yeah, it's just looking a little run down. We're not really sure what's going on. It's not the end of the world, but we're going
to
be.
Just a minute. Just a minute. I'm going to let you talk to my husband.
Oh, okay.
Some guy thinks our house looks like it's run down, and they want to put balloons on the house. Talk to this asshole.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Robert.
Who am I talking to?
It's Bobson. Why did Anita call me an asshole?
Well, my house is not run down.
Well, you know what I mean. Like, it just needs a little upkeep, that's all.
I just spent $3,000 like 2 years ago to paint it.
Well, that was a few years ago.
I had outside. I had a new driveway put in. There's no in the driveway, you know.
Well, ever since then, it's been just downhill. Look, we're not mad at you or anything. We're just, you know, we need to make
it. Please do not go on the property or put balloons on it or nothing, okay?
Oh, we're going to be attaching several hundred balloons to the rooftop.
You better not, because you'll be hearing from my lawyer.
Oh, no, you can't sue us. You can't. That's against the rules here in the neighborhood. You can't sue the Property Owners Association.
Please do not go on my property.
Okay? I'm not going to be on your property.
Well, who the hell is going to put the balloons up there?
The guy we hired.
And what's your name again?
My name is Bobson.
Bobson?
Are you the president of the association?
No, that would be Joe. Hey, can you tell Anita to shut up? Like, she already called me.
You know what? I'm done. I'm going to call the police. Hello?
Hello, Chris?
You have the wrong number.
Oh, bullshit. Where's Chris?
This Chris.
Yeah. Hey, Chris. I knew it was you trying to pull a fast one on me. It's Bobson with the Property Owners Association.
You do really have the wrong phone number, okay?
Oh, come on. Quit lying. I know it's you.
No, I wish. It's not. You got the wrong number.
You're full of shit, Chris. Quit lying to me.
You're crazy.
Hey, tell that guy in the background to shut the fuck up.
You got the wrong number, sir.
Hey, you shut your mouth. This conversation is between me and Chris.
Well, the guy in the background is my husband, so he's talking, and he's not.
Well, tell your husband to just go mow the lawn or something. Be a good man.
Why don't you go mow the lawn and stop calling the wrong number?
Oh, I don't have a lawn. I live in an apartment. I can't afford a house. I'm not some one percenter that can own property.
You boring? You need a conversation with someone?
Hey, shut up. Shut the fuck up.
Dude, you got fucking weird, man. You got the wrong number, dude.
Be a good man and go make yourself useful. Go fix the car or something.
You'll find you a woman and play with her.
Right. Oh, I'm gay. I don't like women.
Oh, well, go find you a man.
I've been trying.
No, you can't have my husband.
You got the wrong number, man.
He don't play like that.
I'll remember this, Chris. The next time we meet.
Well, you know what? You have the wrong number, so just in case you meet with Chris, you won't think that's her.
Oh, no, no. That's it. All right, buddy. I'm going over to your house right now, and I'm going to take a big shit right on your front door.
Oh, you funny.
Hello.
Hello, Robert.
Hi there.
Hey, it's Cody with the Property Owners Association.
Okay.
Hey, I needed to let you know that we're going to be sending a guy over to your house tomorrow, and he's just going to be attaching some balloons to your rooftop.
For?
Well, we're, you know, several of us in the neighborhood, we're trying to sell our homes. And so we're just trying to make things look a little more festive around here, and we're just having them just attach balloons on certain rooftops, and yours is one of them.
I think I'll pass.
Oh, no, it's just a temporary thing. Like, it's not permanent.
I don't want anybody on the roof, though. There's snow, there's... No.
Well, Joe already signed the contract. Like, the guy, you know, he's been paying in advance and everything, so it's... It's kind of a done deal. I'm just supposed to
wait. Well, no, I don't want anybody on my property. I'm sorry.
Well, no, it's not. I mean, it's not an optional thing. Like,
yeah, it is an optional thing. Nobody's going to come on my property or put anything on my roof.
Well, no, Robert. I mean, why? There's no reason to be like that.
Do you understand? Do you understand? Yeah. I just mean it.
Yeah, I
appreciate that.
I understand what you're saying, but it's definitely going to happen anyways because, you know, Joe already paid the guy and...
Well, pick another roof, please.
No. We're not going to pick another roof. It's just for a few days.
Yes, you are. There's nobody going to come on my property. You can't tell me otherwise. I mean,
yeah, no,
I don't want to argue. I'm just declining.
Well, no,
okay?
I'm not...
Maybe if it was summertime, I'd be for it. But,
Robert, it's just balloons. It's not the end of the world. It's not going to cause damage.
I don't want anybody on my roof.
You're acting like a little baby with a skin knee.
Okay, our conversation will end now.
Well, no, Robert, he's...
It isn't going to happen, okay?
Yeah,
so I appreciate you.
He's
going to
be there. Robert!
Because you didn't give me any information before that.
I'm giving the information right now. If you'd shut up and let me just get a word in.
This is ridiculous.
Hey, Robert, you hung up before I could explain. Like, I can give you...
No, you told me to shut up. Now, the next thing I'm going to do is call the county sheriff.
Oh, it's not
a
police matter.
Way, then?
It's not a police matter. You're getting all bent out of shape.
You don't talk to me like that. I don't even know who you are.
I told you this is Cody.
Do not talk to me like that. Do you understand?
Okay, I won't talk to you like that, but he's going to be there tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
No, he is not. Nobody is going on my roof.
He's going up there with the staple.
That's it. It's done. I don't understand what your problem is.
He's going
you
up there.
You have to ask people.
He's going up there with the staple gun, and he's going to be...
he is not.
He's going to be attaching 700 balloons to your rooftop. And it's just for...
What are you talking stupid for?
I'm not talking stupid. I'm just trying to explain what's going to happen. And I'm just powering through because you're not hearing me.
No.
You're not...
Absolutely not.
What? No. You can't tell us no. We're the Property Owners Association. This falls...
Oh, you kiss my ass.
This falls...
You don't pay my taxes. Anybody shows up tomorrow, I will call the county sheriff. That's
not... We don't need a police escort. It's just balloons. It's not a danger. It's not going to do any damage.
Well, unless I'm winning Publishers Clearhouse, you are not. Now, number one, what is this dumbass bullshit? You got a foot of snow on the roof.
Yeah, he's going to move that off first.
No, he is not.
Yeah.
You understand?
He's going to go up there with the shovel.
Do not call this number again.
Okay, I think I better call it quits for now. I had no idea people would feel they need police to protect them from balloons. Fortunately, the balloons were paid for with Cassie J's credit card. Sorry, Cassie, you're probably going to jail. But I'll be back next week with more internet trash. Good night.
Baby's black balloon makes a fly. Almost fell into that hole in your life. You're not thinking about tomorrow. 'Cause you were the same as me. Put on your neck. Other boys can never reach you. How could I have been the one? I saw the world spin beneath you and scatter like ice from the spoon. It was your world coming down, the world turned over, and angels fall. Lies I always told you, with love you never knew. Hey, what's the things that they'll show ya, that swallowed the light from the sun inside your room? Coming down, the world turned over, and angels fall without you. Now go on as you get colder. Are you someone? cause I'm coming down. The years turned over and angels fall without you there. And I'll go on now and lead you over. All because I'll become what you became to me.
I just heard it again. I feel great.